Welcome back to VIE Radio with your hosts Moondog and Red Falcon, starting now. Greetings, VIE players, for another access-biased and access-friendly podcast with your hosts Moondog and Red Falcon. We haven't been here in a while, but we're back this week, and we actually have things to talk about. So let's get started. Guys, we have today Deadly Freud, Atrix, Jeremy Orloff, Wolverine, and very special guest, tournament admin Moose. First off, before we get to Moose, we're going to talk about the recent maps. Well, seems like all of us are Axis, so if you have anything to say about the maps, let her fly now.
I'd have to say, first of all, Hobo Fire is probably one of the best maps that we've got available in terms of how the battles have gone so far for it. I remember last campaign I played Hobo Fire with Switch spawns, so I've experienced both spawns now so far, and it's pretty damn even. I mean, both times the battles have basically ended up pushing one way and then going the other throughout the course of the battle, and I think it's a really fun map.
Deadly Freud here. I only played the swamp for a couple hours, and it seems like it's kind of puzzling to me. For the same reason that Pier is fun, because it's open and you have lots of ways to go, Swamp is less fun, and a lot of that's probably just some of the game glitches that have to do with running in and out of water all the time. But I just don't think it has enough complexity to it. It's just island hopping. It's hard to describe where things are, and it really just kind of comes down to a clash of individual car and grand whoring back and forth, less than create strike teams and push forward effectively. For the time I was there anyway, it was just kind of a head-to-head snipe fest the whole time. And I know for players, especially if they're playing far from the server where they have high pings, it can be really frustrating to try and play that type of game.
Well, I played both. Swamp really didn't catch my eye. It's a pretty big map, and I mean, it's sort of linear. I mean, there's really, you know, straight ahead, left, middle, right. There's no twists, there's no turns, just a bunch of little islands where it's very hard to point out where people are. I think I heard a bunch of times people just say, one guy on the right island. Well, yeah, that's fantastic, and there are about six or seven right islands. I really didn't like it too much because people have different sorts of DirectX versions, and they can see through bushes at a distance. So I'd be hiding behind a bush, I'd get shot behind the bush, or someone will just run up to me and start punching me. So it's a good place where DirectX hackers will make their living, but I really don't like it too much. Hobo Fire is pretty even, though.
Do you think there's a lot of DirectX hacking going on? I know it's easy to complain about that or joke about it when someone snipes you from across the map, and you're like, well, clearly they don't have fog or whatever. But, I mean, do you think people really are screwing with that in the tournament? And if so, is there anything we can do about it?
I don't know. Personally, I find it kind of unlikely. Like, I was messing around with my config at one point and messing with the different DirectX settings. And, yeah, at one point I think I had it on 7, and you could, like, the boxes were invisible until you got within a meter of them or something. Personally, I just found it really annoying because you would shoot at a guy and it wouldn't hit him, and you'd be like, what's the deal?
Until Valve finds a way to cut off those Direct 7 guys, we're pretty well stuck with it.
It's not a simple console command we can just block. But the weird thing is, with DirectX, what it does, it's the 3D objects, like windows and boxes, they make them invisible at a distance. It's weird to play around with it, but some people, if they if they get used to it, they could actually benefit from it. So yeah, when Valve actually does something about it, we should really look into that.
Anyway, next topic. If anyone was around on the Axis side for Swamp, you know that our general was a little iffy with spade out. Not sure everyone was around for that battle, but if anyone was there and liked to talk about it, go ahead.
Well, all I can say, I wasn't around, but I can really imagine how everyone felt and how it must have looked. I know how Iwa can go crazy with his spade, and I've been like him before in the, well, but if he 7 or 8.
I thought it was kind of stupid. Not exactly behavior befitting in general to do that, but the fact that there's a big long post in the Axis forums for anyone who saw it after the battle in an attempt to actually justify the behavior, whereas I didn't exactly see any justification considering I was one of the players who's on the server. I killed him a couple times because he was running at the enemy when I was trying to shoot someone. And I mean, I had seen instances where I've died or other people have died, and I'd see them still chasing after the enemy that kills a couple of our own teammates. And I mean, sure, it doesn't seem like that big of an impact at the time, but these instances add up just to a lot of little frustrations, and there's just no real reason to be doing spade whoring on that kind of level. It's just annoying.
I played for several hours on a swamp, and for the second half of the time I was there, Ewok was there, and maybe he got more spade aggressive at the end while I wasn't there, but he was mixing it up between, you know, the car and the spade while I was there, and seeing him spade hoard up for me just kind of increased my enjoyment, because at that point the battle seemed pretty well locked down, barring any kind of, you know, surprise allies counteroffensive where they changed their strategy, and I was getting frustrated with not being able to move in and out of the islands and shoot people. It seemed like I'd line up and hit the mouse button, and all I hear is a click, and I realize I have a foot in the water, so I can't shoot all of a sudden, and I get killed. So when I saw Ewok start just running around spading people, I was like, you know, that's what I'm going to do too. So I just whipped up my spade, and frequently I just crouch around the rocks, wait for people to walk by me, and then go after them from behind, which is so much more effective than trying to shoot them. I was also getting choke of about 70, so that was probably a big part of it. But again, I wasn't there for the end, so I don't know how bad it got. But I think that the leadership might be granted a little bit of leeway in the fact that if a battle's pretty well locked down and they want to have some fun, inspire their troops, as long as it's not aggravating everyone else on their own team, who cares about the other team, then I'm okay with it.
Well, I'm just saying that, at least personally to me, it was aggravating. Because, I mean, I don't like killing my teammates, and I don't like watching morons running around halfway through the map chasing after someone with a spade.
Well, from the looks of it, it could actually be contagious listening to Deadly Freud.
Well, I think it was just a matter of frustration for me. I was just tired of pointing at people and hearing the little click sound and not getting any kills.
Swamp was okay, but I thought it was different, but I guess it didn't really work out as much as some people had hoped.
All right then, moving on. Our special guest today, tournament admin Moose. Welcome, Moose, to the podcast.
Thank you.
Moose, first we're going to go through a couple questions that I have for you. First of all, I'd like a spoken rule right now. What's the deal with spawnating? Legal, illegal, passive, aggressive, what's the deal?
Spawnating is legal, because you cannot see them. It's a crapshoot with the source nade. They're not as nuclear as they were in 1.3, so, I mean, most of the time you injure three people, maybe kill one, but the tournament doesn't feel it's a serious issue right now. I mean, if you're playing that bad and at your spawn getting naded, then you guys got to change your strat to get out of there.
Okay, does the Security Council actually do anything? I've never seen any sort of, you know, those tribunal threads in BFE where someone was brought up on charges and, you know, whatever become of it. I've never seen anything like that from the SC. I've never seen anything in their forums. I've never seen this SC do anything. What are they doing? And please prove me wrong.
Really can't prove you wrong, per se. Right now, I am in the middle of reorganizing the League of Nations. We are going to adopt a different model. So the SC is right now in a little bit of limbo. Same with the League of Nations. So really, they haven't done much of anything. The SC has done some investigation I've asked them to, but they're behind the scenes. They will, Deadliest or the head of the LON, whoever that will be when I assign it, will be the face of it, and you will only see them. You'll never see the SC flat out doing something, per se, in the forums, outside of within their own forums.
Now, for instance, if there was some sort of charge brought up, would there be any sort of bringing it public into the public forum like there was in BFE, or would that be kept, you know, behind the scenes as well?
What do you mean by charge brought up? Meaning somebody has broken a rule and we've issued a punishment?
Yes.
Yes, we will be starting posting those. Basically, the forum rules and the in-game rules will be posted. For instance, the racism stuff, that's not going to be posted. It's no need to highlight who's being an idiot. But stuff as serious as that will not be posted, will be dealt with individually by me or another tournament admin to just kind of get it done and over with and not make a big issue about it.
Lastly, EuroServer has kind of been iffy. Does anyone like Groove have any plans underway to fix it? You know, like the map crashes and the restart, and there's Kabar blocking, there's Steam ID ticket errors, there's timeouts. Is there any sort of plan underway for fixing this?
Plan right now is we're going to do a fresh install of the server, and we're going to take it from there. We're going to take the CBAR blocker off, and we're going to install the Cal plugin to prevent some of the things that Cal feels, and I've read the rules and think that they're even the playing field, so nobody's trying to get that extra little advantage. And we're going to take it from there. If the server keeps having its hiccups, we're talking about getting a new Euro server or moving the TS server to another box and leaving the server on the box it is on right now, and hopefully that will help out issues. But we're as miffed as you guys are what is going on with it, because it shouldn't be doing any of this.
Alrighty, now everything isn't bad in VIETA land. I hear we have some good news for us, so what might that be?
Today, I've started branching out, looking for potential sponsorships with companies such as Steelpad, AMD, ATI, NVIDIA. I haven't sent an email to Intel yet, but I'm looking to see if they do stuff like that. We are also approaching some server companies to possibly get some pub servers out there. And we will be start advertising for clans on the main page probably in the next couple weeks, as we're going to create a clan page to put people up there. We're also going to be looking into a money drive / raffle that should be coming up sometime near the end of this campaign. The goals are to raise money to keep this tournament going and possibly get bigger and better prizes. We will be offering prizes with this raffle coming up. And yeah, now we have the Cafe Press store. You can buy all your Victory in Europe stuff. Wonderful designs by Atrix and Wolverine are being shown on t-shirts and mugs and steins and mouse pads. And we are looking into having army-specific items on Cafe Press, where you'd have your army avatar on a cup or a mug with a little saying or something. But that is still in the works of seeing if it's possible and how we'd go about doing it.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, guys, if you have any questions for the TA, now's the time to ask them on behalf of yourself or any other people you know who may have a problem. So if you have anything to say, let it rip.
How many TAs do we have nowadays?
Officially, we have 3, but we have one that is AWOL. Real life is getting in the way.
Is his name Big Rich?
Yep, that would be his name. He's currently in the middle of a move. He now has a girlfriend or girl person he is seeing, and thus he's time's limited right now.
Boyfriend.
I was gonna say it. I
wanted to be polite. Girl, it's taking so much time because she doesn't look back.
I have a random question. Are the delays between tournaments going to be lessened from now on? I know that we had a big delay from the switch between VIE 1 and 2 because working out all the kinks of the system and whatnot. But are we going to see more regular times between tournaments now once we get into full swing?
Actually, the reason for that huge layover before was mainly that there was a lot of TAs basically going missing. I was in the process of moving back from South Korea. Big Rich was in the on his way moving. Oz and Ewok both were hitting their final exams in Germany. So our layoffs are going to shrink. We should be announcing the campaign 3 start times within a week. And we're trying to have it about 3 weeks in between campaigns just to shorten the period up, but give people time to go explore outside for a bit.
Oh, perfect.
But we're also going to still try to do the Olympics. That's kind of such a back burner thing right now with me, Noble, Mo, Ozzer, working really hard on getting a new template for the forums finished, getting the website further along. It's just there's a lot more things right now front and center. So the Olympics or a Nations Cup type thing won't be happening in between 2 and 3.
Will the Division Cafe Press be up when I get my own division?
I'm actually looking to try to get it done this week. I was actually going to talk to Atrix and Wolby at the end of this podcast to discuss what they can do, because they both are awesome artists, and they are right, the only two artists of Victory in Europe. They constantly pump out some great items. I mean, just look at the mug that Atrix kept putting up with a rotating 360 view. That was outrageous. So I'm going to try to get it up for Campaign 2, and we'll continue going with Campaign 2, Campaign 3 stuff. And as Wolverina says, we will probably have a special edition from past divisions, maybe something from Campaign 1. Right now I'm still learning Cafe Press, so it's kind of like a work in progress.
Well, I need something to do in this spare time I have when I'm not playing DoD. So this perfectly fits into my time. But I feel soon enough that I won't be fed up with DoD and I'll be back in action.
Well, we're waiting for Atrix to actually make an appearance on a battle day.
Oh, yeah, yes. What the hell, Atrix?
Yeah, I'm pretty much fed up with gaming in general, so I'm taking a bit of a break from, yeah, the start of the holidays, pretty much. So yeah, last night I thought I'd jump on TS, and I did, but eventually after 2.5 hours I decided not to play and go to bed, but I think next Saturday that will be different.
Yeah, I've only played like 2 hours of the first battle or something. I always jump on TS and wait 2 hours, but then I gotta go do something.
Yeah, people seem addicted to the server the first few hours. Like, I had to wait around 2.5, 3 hours to get in, yesterday when I hopped on it, like less than a half hour into the battle.
I think the wait time was roughly 2.5 hours to 3 hours, because I spent 2.5 hours on TS. I was on top of the list and didn't feel like playing.
I don't think it was worth it for Swamp.
I can imagine.
Well, as a TA, I just encourage more people to show up. I mean, we have two servers and we're more than willing to use both servers, but we don't want to ruin the quality of a battle by opening a second server up and having one army just get completely railroaded because of that second server. The more people that show up, the more people you guys encourage to get out there, the more likely we'll open that second server up, and that's 20 more spots, 10 for each side, they get to play.
Yeah, I hear ya. I blame the allies for not having enough people.
I was gonna say that.
I've been watching that, and on Wednesdays, the Allies always have more people than the Axis, but on the weekends, the Axis always have more people than the Allies. It's messed up.
That's because the Allies are all unemployed.
I blame the economy.
That's what they get for not showing up to the podcast. All this gossip going around.
Well, they're all fired anyway.
Yeah, they smell.
Not like Jeremy Orlov.
Damn straight.
So any other questions for me? Or are we finished with drilling moose?
Looks like we're done with you. You can get out of here.
All right, stick around. I want to hear this chaos and craziness.
What is your stance on abortion?
Allies in here. We have to stop making fun of the allies.
How did Rambo get in here?
Am I the only one that showed up?
Anyway, Moose, thank you very much for joining us. It was truly a pleasure to have you on here.
Thank you for having me.
So Rambo, tell us, what were you trying to compensate with that huge sick?
Oh, I'm trying to work on that. I was scratching my butt when I was doing it, and so, I don't know. It just didn't come out right. I gotta work on it.
I don't know.
Came out fine, it's just huge.
I am the law.
The law is spoken. No, it's okay. No, I was trying to go surfing, so I was trying to do it fast.
There was like a Rambo marathon on last weekend.
Oh man, I missed it.
I missed it too. I had like 8 hours of homework or something ridiculous.
I still want to be able to... I'll become the real Rambo when I kill someone with a smoke grenade.
Yeah, you gotta be cool like me.
I've done that.
No, you haven't. I think I killed you with a smoke grenade.
Yeah, I did that like 5 times on, I wouldn't be surprised.
Not on BIE, man. Not in battle.
I know you've hit me with a smoke grenade plenty of times. Freaking abusive CO.
No, he's not a CO. He just pretends to be now.
Yeah, I'm
he's
the
like
pretend
awesome
CO.
He's director, but he's not really anything.
No, C-no.
I'm like the second string sync.
He did a better job than Lone Wolf because he pulled a star and forgot to bid. That's why we had 2 defenses.
Yeah.
That dumb fucker forgot to bid.
I almost forgot to bid like 3 times. It happens.
Who was the first one that actually did forget to do that?
Probably Adric.
First person to forget a bid was Star.
Someone else, but...
What happened? We have no chicks in this campaign. We need to get some chicks.
Yeah, this place is sausage fest.
Didn't Deadly like... What?
I recruited someone. Her name is Cherries. She's pretty hot, too. She's part of the IE now. But
what are you talking about?
Don't get to have her. The allies get her.
You'll be too distracted.
Oh, what? Yeah, you need all the help you can get.
They're enlisting the help of girls now.
No,
what do you think
I
you are, Russian?
For the cheerleader. I enlisted her for the cheerleader. I'm just joking. She plays. She's really good.
Solicit?
Whoa, it's a Rocky soundboard.
I'm guessing Moose doesn't have anything to say anymore.
I just talked to my fiance. I'm sorry. I'll be around more, sir.
Moose is a loser.
You whore.
So you guys were just, like, talking trash on us? Come on. We held you back on Hobo Fire. But you guys
were
pushing hard.
Sure, sure you did.
I think Rambo should have the award for the bunny hopping player. He bunny hops everywhere.
I don't know how you do that.
Moose, the Moondog sees me bunny hop. He flipped a nail beam through the rock launch. I couldn't move out of that window. Like, freak, I can't jump.
You're really a loser.
My goal is to have a demo recording right when Moose Dog tries to rocket me, and I'm going to jump over and kill him. Jump over the rocket and kill him. That's my goal.
Rambo, do you listen to yourself talk?
Nope.
Just making sure.
Why?
No reason.
Wait, were you talking about me or Moose? Because I use
Moondog.
The rocket. Moose is a pussy. No, you said Moose.
Moondog.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, the wrong
No, he said Moose Dog.
Right when Moose Dog tries to rocket me. Sorry, I'm tired. Give me a break here. But my goal
I use the rocket.
Is the one
Moose
day...
Moose Dog is the one who sits back with a, like a pussy and uses a sniper rifle all the time.
Oh, dude, I freaking rocked Moose Dog on Railroad. Man, I bunny hopped over those over his head. But my goal is to kill Moondog, Anthrax, and Red Falcon in a row. That's my goal for this campaign. If you ever get
that
it.
That shouldn't be too difficult.
The hell is Anthrax?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Special guest Stallone?
True. Yeah.
Oh, he speaks! Atrix, do you have one more of those, Duberakate Bachem? One of those things from Family Guy, the Hitler phone number? You have one of those in you right now?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Code 555, Duberakate Bachem!
Oh, that's,
that's classic.
Moondog, what's up with you shooting me in the ass in the game? Okay? I'm pissed at you.
Can't help it.
It's kinda hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been rocking me in the ass shooting me in the ass. Every time I die, I fly back forward from the back position, and I see you hit my butt.
You get over a little too much.
You're gonna go down, Moondog.
All the way down.
Oh.
That doesn't add much to the conversation.
Man, but we started to kick your butt at the end, though. It doesn't matter, man. It's your access team. You guys say you're the best, and we just started to whip up on you.
Didn't Axis win that battle?
Last campaign, we full capped you got on you guys twice.
That's sad.
All right, that does it, folks, from this episode of the VIE podcast. We'll see you next time. God only knows when that might be. So this is Moondog, and that's Red Falcon, and we are signing off.
See you later.
You don't want to believe it, but maybe the show is over.
You dork.
That was a good one.
You really need to get that one in. You could download the board if you... But by the way, we didn't decide on who would sing for this episode.
Honestly, that's you. Oh, we don't have any freaking Germans on here.
Ode Schneid, ob die Sonne uns lacht. You remember it from Battle of the Bulge. Der Tag glühend heiß oder eiskalt die Nacht.
Well, this is depressing. Sing something happy.
Battle of the Bulge was happy.
Something happy.
Something
die.
That's not awful.
It really limits the selection now.
No, it doesn't. HX is a resourceful person.
Hey, Moondog, how about getting a transfer and promotion?
Ha, you're transferred to the Allies. Congratulations. Hope you like losing.
It's horrible.
Hey, but at least you'll wait in line a lot less.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'll just
fucking hate their
weapons. I'll only go after you.
That should be easy. Just stand in one place.
Yeah, it will come to you.
You guys will lose. Time will come and you'll lose.
I've been saying for the last six or so campaigns.
Well, I still have the comedy song the banana phone song around.
Maybe I should switch teams. Oh, you guys are losers.
You can get a good three or four kills while Ewok chases you around with a spade.
Exactly. And then Diver's like another 20 kills right there.
You know what I have a question about? We don't even have any like big COs. Our leadership is all gone. It's all NCOs.
Yeah, we make fun of you a lot for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible, man.
Want me to come over there? Be your sink or general or something?
That's asking to lose.
Red was a good sink.
Banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing. Sing! Ding, 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 ding. Banana phone. A ring dong ding dong ding dong ding. Banana phone. It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best. Beats the rest. Cellular modular interactor of loader. Ring ding 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 ding. Banana phone.
Ping pong ping pong ping pong ping. Banana phone. It's no baloney. It ain't a phony. My cellular. Bananular phone. Don't need quarters, don't need dimes to call a friend of mine. Don't need computer or TV to have a real good time. I'll call for pizza, I'll call my cat, I'll call the White House, have a chat. I'll place a call around the world. Operator, get me Beijing, jing, jing, jing.
That was better than Oz.
I need an order for cat.
I'll hear soon enough. If you get it done this week.
I like the different changes in pitch, Atrix. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Well, boys, you guys are awesome. But I'll see you on the battlefield. We'll have fun again.
Alrighty.
Later, Dillhole.
See you later.
Anthrax, you're running.
He's waiting so long for this.
Member left.
Honest watching, I guess.
See, this is why we discourage allies from coming to the podcast. Oh,
indeed.
Was he intoxicated?
Oh, he sounded like it. Hear me now and believe me later.
Oh, someone with server admin, please change Scuba's private channel at the bottom. It has a spelling error in it. And it's bothering.
Scuba's private channel.
Sounds like some kind of sexy dead. Scuba's private channel.
Oh my. You hear it on KWFF 90.8 FM, Scuba's Privatse Channel.
sounds sexy.
Oh yes, it
24/7 privacy. Someone please change it, though. Red Falcon, change it.
No.
Yeah, Moondog's about ready to flip out.
Because I didn't eat yesterday.
Je parle un peu de français. Oui, je grandais pas tes partout.
See, here's the problem with Sweden. I never seen a Swedish person, like, walking on the street. However, since their government gives them internet, so many fucking Swedes on the internet.
I've never seen
so Swedes at all on the street, but there they all are on the internet. There are so many fucking Swedes on the internet.
Yeah, they have the biggest amount of broadband connections. It's insane.
Far too many Swedes on the internet.
They're insane.
They're everywhere. And with the hur hot kvällar there, they're not easy to understand. But if they were first, they would have taken over the internet and everything would be .se. Oh, that would be scary. A world reigned by Swedes, that would be scary.
Imagine a world run by, like, Insomnia. This place would be on crack.
Clearly.
Or a world run by Galzak. Everyone gets free foot pedals. I'd like that, though.
Awesome.
Or a world run by Oz, where nobody would be able to understand each other.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Yin, yang, yin, yang, yin, yang, yin, banana phone. It's a real live mama and papa phone, a brother and sister and a dog a phone, a grandpa phone and a grandma phone too. Oh yeah, my cellular, banana phone.